This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre has been the unmitigated disaster that we expected her to be. But when you hire somebody based off their skin color or sexual preference, well, we shouldn't be so surprised when they turn out to be complete morons. So we've got some just golden clips here. But what an embarrassment of a press secretary. Here's Karine Jean-Pierre. I mean, folks, no context needed for this. I mean, this is a self-own. Listen to how Karine Jean-Pierre tries to justify what's been going on economically under Joe Biden in clip seven.
He has made this his top economic priority as we're talking about inflation, as we're talking about the economy. Like, we have to remember where this country was more than a year ago when he walked into office. The economy was not in a great place. Schools were closed. Businesses were closed. We didn't have a comprehensive COVID strategy. And what he ended up doing was meet that moment, pass the American Rescue Plan. Only Democrats passed that plan. He signed it. It was his plan. And now we're seeing an economy that's bouncing back.
I mean, should I even bother responding to that? Oh, we remember where the economy was at under Trump. Oh, we remember pretty much booming economy, unlike we've seen in decades on all metrics. And she says, oh, we have to remember where the economy was. Oh, we remember $2 a gallon gas, cheap energy, booming economy. Yeah, we remember. But about that American Rescue Plan that she's bragging about so much, see how that held water here in clip six when Peter Ducey was asking about it.
We are coming out of the strongest job market in American history, and that matters. And that a lot of that is thanks to the American Rescue Plan, which only Democrats voted for that. Republicans did not. And it led to this economic boom, the historic economic boom that we're seeing.
Didn't
with jobs.
Didn't it also lead to historic inflation?
No, that is not. That is not how we're seeing the American Rescue Plan.
Where are these historic economic booms? I'm just, the prices are booming, that's for sure. Booming right through the roof. Gas per gallon has more than doubled under Biden. Your energy costs to heat or cool your home are up more than 25%. Your grocery bill, you probably noticed, has almost doubled now. Where is this historic economic boom? This mythical historic economic boom she's talking about. I can't find it anywhere. Nobody can, but she's still bragging about it, isn't she? And all Peter Ducey had to say was, oh, you mean record high inflation? I'm not talking about that. I mean, yeah, that's definitely happening. So again, I mean, this woman is such a joke. She says, we have to remember where the economy was at under Trump. Oh, we remember. We remember 401ks through the roof, stocks through the roof, crypto through the roof. People had savings. People were buying assets, buying property, making more money than they ever made. And then Biden happened. And then inflation. And then CPI, and then PPI. And she says that's a booming economy. That's incredible. But if you want to see how truly pathetic the press secretary is, and I've been telling you this is the case, this is the strongest evidence proving it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Karine Jean-Pierre literally cannot answer questions. She has a notebook in front of her with every answer pre-staged, pre-prepared for her to read off of note cards. And if the answer isn't in her note cards, it goes something like this in clip five.
First, what is the latest update the White House has received on the current infant formula situation across the country?
Yeah, let me see if I have anything new for you on that. I think it's been a couple of days since we have been asked that question. Okay. I don't have anything new. I know we made some announcements last last week. I just don't have them in front of me. But if you want to,
so she can't
back
answer.
And we'll talk through the things that we have been able to do in the past.
Give me pre-prepared answers for all the questions that you're supposed to ask, and I don't have that one in front of me, and I don't have my pre-prepared response here in my notebook, so I can't answer it. Sorry, I only read off this little notebook that I have here. And I can't actually have a real conversation. But I'm black and gay. You know, I am very black and very gay. So, you know, I'm up here.
The internet and talk radio are on fire with the slogan, Alex Jones was right. People ask, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's actually a very sick feeling because I knew this was coming. I tried to stop it. And now everything I've talked about is going to become more important than ever because the globalists aren't hiding it anymore in policy reports and documents. It's now out in the open. Klaus Schwab said last week that they rule the earth. The Bilderberg Group founded Davos Group. So now the fight's out in the open. They're making their move because they know they're behind schedule. We're going to win this thing. God's watching. The children are counting on us. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, because without you, InfoWars would not be here. So I want you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar and you are the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I want to thank you and salute you again for all you've done and ask you now to redouble your efforts.
Roger Stone joins us live on the air, and we're celebrating Donald J. Trump's birthday. Roger Stone, how old is the greatest president in my lifetime?
That's an excellent question. I haven't looked at Wikipedia this morning, but I did call the president this morning to wish him a happy birthday. And I want to make it clear, I still think on balance, he turns out to be the greatest president since Abraham Lincoln. Does that mean we agree with everything he did? No. Does that mean that he wasn't misled and betrayed by some of the people around him? No. But he did always put America first. I think the president's instincts have been extraordinarily solid. He built the most vibrant, robust economy in American history. I'm not sure what that woman at the White House was talking about, but let's go through that, if we may. The Dow down 876.5 points, a 30,000 drop from the Dow under Donald Trump. The S&P 500 down 21% since January 3rd. Bitcoin, in which many of our supporters have invested, down $3,195, a 14% drop in value, the lowest value since 2020. Mortgage rates, a 30-year fixed rate mortgage at 5.23%, up from 2.96% under the last year of the Trump administration, a 15-year high. Gas prices. Where are the gas prices $5? Because certainly not in South Florida, that's for sure. You're paying $6.50 for a gallon of gas, and if you want high test, it's now hit $7. Driving from here to Ocala, Florida, to meet Mike Lindell for a terrific rally by Rock the Red on Saturday, $100 to fill my gas tank. Yes, Joe, you did that. Inflation at 8.6%, the highest since 1981. So, Owen, where is the economic recovery, the boom Biden economy that this woman is talking about? Because I'm not seeing it, and I don't think the American people are seeing it.
Well, it's pretty incredible. She gets to go up there and just lie. I mean, that's all it is she's just lying. And the only person in the press room that's not a Democrat activist is Peter Ducey. And he's barely even able to get a question in or a word in edgewise. But, yeah, I mean, it's amazing that the press secretary sits up there saying it's the most historic boom the economy has ever had, the American economy has ever had. As the American citizen is scratching his head saying, wait a second, where is that going on? How am I missing out on that? I'm getting crushed. I'm having to dip into my savings. I'm having to dump my stock portfolio. I'm looking at my retirement and my 401k. It's almost gone. Where is this booming economy she's talking about? It's got to be insulting for Americans, Roger. I mean, that is just insulting for her to say that.
Well, Owen, did you ever think that you would miss Jen Psaki? I mean, at least she was able to lie in a much more fluid way. And of course, we miss her endless circling back. This woman is literally just a dunce. No, that's not a racist comment. It has nothing to do with her or with her race or her skin color or her sexual orientation. She's just stupid. I'd call her stupid if she were a white male. It's embarrassing, but then this entire administration is embarrassing. Terrific stories repeatedly on the Gateway Pundit. Joe doesn't know where he is or what day of the week it is. Anyone who really believes that he's running the country, that he's in charge, or that his number two is in charge, really is unrealistic about how things work in Washington these days.
Well, people should take note. When you hire somebody based off the color of their skin and their sexual preferences, you're probably going to end up hiring a moron. And I'd say that Jean-Pierre is probably the dumbest press secretary in U.S. history. At least I can't think of one, Roger. I can't think of a press secretary that I've witnessed that is as moronic as Jean-Pierre. Perhaps not the biggest liar, but they all max out on lying, so she just fits the bill there. But boy, oh boy, what an embarrassment to sit there and tell the American people it's the most historic, booming U.S. economy ever, as most people are suffering. The middle class is shrinking, food processing plants being burned to the ground, grocery bills doubling and everything else. I mean, it's just, it's insulting for the people, Roger. But, you know, I think the Democrats know that what they're doing is so destructive for their own party that they're kind of starting to kind of bite their tongue a little bit. They know maybe that they should lose big time in the midterms. I've got an interesting clip I want to play for you later where the Democrats saying, basically calling for civil war if Democrats don't maintain the House and the Senate. I get your response to that. But, I mean, do you think Democrats are starting to realize, huh, we really have screwed the pooch. We really have destroyed this country, and the people know it's us, no matter the blame games we play on Putin or Russia?
Look, I think their strategy is one of distraction. First, there is, of course, the epic January 6th charade. They've now postponed the next set of hearings until Thursday. I guess the ratings weren't too good. They've hired the ABC News producer, James Goldston. You may remember him. He's the guy who spiked the Jeffrey Epstein story at ABC. He's producing this made-for-television extravaganza. So they're hoping that that will distract people from gas prices, from food shortages, from epic inflation, from the fact that we are shipping $40 billion. And by the way, that's just a down payment. There's another $60 billion in the pipeline to Ukraine. So we can't spend $5.7 million to seal our own border. We've come to a point in America where fentanyl is more readily available and plentiful than baby formula. Thank you, Joe Biden.
Yeah, that's just one story that really kind of gives you the full picture. By the way, the situation in Ukraine is there's some interesting developments there, Roger. Ukraine's losing badly, first of all. They keep saying Ukraine's winning. But again, that's like saying the U.S. has a booming economy. This is in the Washington Post, ladies and gentlemen. Let me. The headline is Ukraine is running out of ammunition as prospects dim on the battlefield. And then in the story, I'm reading directly here. Russia is firing as many as 50,000 artillery rounds a day into Ukrainian positions, and the Ukrainians can only hit back with around 5,000 to 6,000 rounds a day, he said. How is that possible with all the funding that the U.S. has given to Ukraine, at least $40 billion, that they only have 5,000 rounds a day? Something doesn't add up there, folks. And then this one was even more weird to me. Ukraine has now almost completely run out of ammunition for the Soviet-era weapons systems that were the mainstay of its arsenal, and the Eastern European countries that maintain the same systems have run out of surplus supplies to donate. Ukraine urgently needs to shift to longer range and more sophisticated Western systems, but those have only recently been committed and in insufficient quantities to match Russia's immense power. So they're using like 50-year-old weapons, is what they're claiming, that Ukraine is using 50-year-old weapons. How is that even going on? And then apparently they don't have enough, even though the U.S. has sent tens of billions of dollars over there. And as Rand Paul said over a month ago, all I requested is an amendment to be included in the final bill that allows for the inspector general to oversee how funds are spent. Anyone who is opposed to this is irresponsible. All the Democrats oppose it. I mean, how is this going on? Have you ever seen a more, to me, this is just the most blatant money laundering, money theft operation of the hundreds and even thousands that happen via our government. This is like the most obvious, Roger.
A tiny correction. All the Republicans and all the Democrats opposed any effort to trace where the money was going. So Senator Rand Paul, perhaps a handful of patriots in the Senate, simply wants to know, where's the money going? And on a bipartisan basis, that is voted down. I think it tells you everything you need to know. But the Russians must be winning because I'm reading in the New York Post that the Ukrainians are kicking the crap out of them. I read it every day. This is the worst war propaganda since William Randolph Hearst and the Spanish-American War.
That's Roger Stone. This is the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back after this break.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Is today, and boy oh boy, I mean, just the comparison of Donald Trump's cognition next to Joe Biden, so I believe is 77, a year older. Biden is like at a score of 0 to 100. Biden's cognition is about a 9. Trump's is about an 89, if not higher. And the juxtaposition of that is just incredible. But, Roger, I want to kind of finish up. We were just discussing Ukraine. I want to just finish this up real quick because I've got some other headlines here. It's amazing, like you said, the war propaganda. Ukraine says troops holding out in Severodonetsk after last bridge destroyed. I may have butchered that city there, but again, it's another story. Ukraine, they can't do anything. They don't know what to do. They're losing the bridges. They're losing the routes. In fact, the original headline here in the Reuters story was Russian forces cut off last route outside of eastern Ukraine. So it's more proof Russia is winning. But now Zelensky says he vows to retake Donbas and Crimea. Well, how is he going to do that? Just exactly. I guess he's hoping the U.S. finally intervenes in a larger war. But the Mexican president, he sees what's going on. Mexico president slams immoral NATO proxy war in Ukraine. And that's really what it is, Roger. So, I mean, just what do you make of all this war propaganda? What sense do you make of it? And, I mean, in your opinion, is this something that America should really be that concerned about?
Look, I think you have to go back to the origins and the entire purpose of this war. And when you say this, like Tucker Carlson has, like Alex Jones has, as I have, you have to be expected to be slammed as a Russian stooge, as one of Putin's puppets. But the facts are very clear. Putin has said for well over 2 years that he objected to Ukraine joining NATO. We know for an absolute fact that in 1994, we signed an agreement with Boris Yeltsin and the Soviets in which we agreed not to bring Ukraine into the NATO orbit. Let me translate that for you. What Putin is saying is he does not want offensive missiles pointed at Russia sited in Ukraine. The silos, interesting enough, Max Blumenthal, the left-wing but anti-war journalist, reported this. The silos for these missiles have already been built at NATO. That means U.S. expense. So he's made it very clear that he's acting defensively. Yesterday, the U.S. Department of Defense finally released a document that proves that there are as many as 25 bioweapons labs operating under taxpayer funding.
Yeah, actually, the document said 46, Roger, the official document of the Defense Department, 46 biolabs. Oh, I thought it was Russian propaganda. No, it was real.
So I stand corrected. Again,
right. Hey, you so scratch my back, you correct me, I correct you. We're in this together, brother.
Yeah, well, that is entirely true. The point I guess I'm making is that this entire notion that Putin wants to insert a puppet government in Ukraine to to restore the faded glory of the once great Soviet Union is economically unfeasible and it's just incorrect. He is acting defensively, and no matter what you read in the U.S. press, right now the Ukrainian puppet state propped up by the United States, the money laundering and child sex trafficking capital of the world, they're losing, and they are losing badly. President Zelensky has an amazing $3.6 million luxury beach condominium just down the road here in Miami Beach. Wonder how he got that. I mean, the guy is an actor, and you have to admit, the casting has been very well, done very well. I mean, he does play the role of a president extraordinarily well, but nobody thinks he is running anything. And the desire to cover up the epic corruption of the money laundering that has happened in Ukraine over the last two decades under the Bushes, under the Clintons, under the Bidens, under the Obamas, most certainly, is a major, major impetus behind this war.
Even the Pope is saying NATO and the West has provoked Russia into this war. And I want to get back to domestic issues, but just one more thing with your vast political experience here. Iran and Venezuela sign a 20-year agreement. We'll confront the U.S. together. So, I mean, I've been talking about this for a while, and I don't see many other people talking about this, Roger, how since Biden got into office and his foreign policy, basically whatever strength the U.S. had on the international stage and whatever relations the U.S. had that kind of added to that strength, It's all dissipating quickly, Roger. I mean, like overnight. I mean, people don't understand how the U.S. has lost its seat at the table on the world stage, how we've been knocked down the totem pole so much. I mean, Russia and China are now coming together in kind of an anti-U.S. stance. India looks like they're kind of more friendly with that alliance than even the U.S. Mexico, Brazil seem to be siding with Russia on the Ukrainian front as well. So, I mean, all these different global power structures are kind of turning their back to the U.S., kind of giving U.S. the cold shoulder, kind of saying, you know what, we don't really want to deal with you anymore. I think the same thing is happening in Saudi Arabia. I don't think they want to meet with Biden. He's a joke. Why would you even waste your time? Roger, what is your take on all of this developments right now on the world stage? Because it pretty much is going unreported by the media. But, I mean, the U.S. is quickly going down the totem pole and fast.
Well, I think this was probably Donald Trump's greatest single accomplishment, which is he rebuilt our military, and then he created the clear impression around the world that he was not unwilling to project American power. When he cut off the Iranian arms deal, which all of his advisors told him he could not actually do, in other words, Mr. President, that was great campaign rhetoric. I understand it made for great applause lines during the 2016 campaign, but you can't really do it. And he did it. It signaled, I think, to all of our allies and our adversaries an unpredictability about Trump that put them at a disadvantage. Biden's initial move to remove sanctions on the Iranians and to essentially restart the Iranian arms deal was a signal to everyone around the world that he would not step up in any arena. So the Iranians begin raining missiles on Israel. The Russians mass on the Ukrainian border at that time. The Chinese start harassing American flagged ships in the South China Sea. The North Koreans restart their nuclear weapons development program. That's because Joe Biden exudes weakness, lack of resolve. It is abundantly clear to the Chinese, for example, that should they move on Taiwan, Joe Biden will do absolutely nothing. I mean, he might sponsor a strong resolution in the UN, should probably get voted down at this point. But he will take no action whatsoever to defend our allies on Taiwan. So this is the manifestation of weakness. The greatest single attribute of the Trump administration was the concept that starts under Dwight Eisenhower, is particularly true under Ronald Reagan, and is revived by Donald Trump. Peace through strength. That strength is a deterrent to mischief around the globe.
That's Roger Stone. We'll be right back.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need. And, of course, getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This is an insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
And we
We've got Roger Stone with us. Quick programming note, Alex Jones is going to be back with us in the next segment, and then Roger Stone is going to be hosting the third hour today, giving you his best analysis and breakdown, and so I look forward to that as well. Roger, I want to play this clip for you and get your response to it. Here is a Democrat representative on MSNBC threatening civil war if Democrats don't maintain Congress here in clip 20.
Should the GOP retake Congress in the fall? What happened to the January 6th committee investigation and its findings? And what might the GOP do or not do with their newly claimed power?
So the January 6th commission would cease to exist. The findings will be completely suppressed and will not be admitted into any further investigations while the GOP will be in power. They would impeach President Biden as quickly as possible, and they will continue to find ways to impeach him going forward. It would also embolden Republicans and the far right and white nationalists across the country to begin to believe that it is their time to not just take power in the House, but the Senate, the White House, and state houses across the country. And we got to understand that this is a group that has been radicalized by the great replacement myth and many other things, and have been pushing for violence and pushing for even civil war. So that is what's at stake right now in terms of this election.
Oh, okay, Roger. So let me get this straight. Democrats are currently engaged in terrorism at pregnancy centers. They firebombed more than 10 of them in the last month. Democrats are currently engaged in terrorism when it comes to Supreme Court justices, threatening their lives, attempting to kill them. Democrats are literally running around D.C. right now with the group called Shutdown D.C. with what they call jail liaisons, because they're planning on committing crimes. So they have lawyers and bail bondsmen running around with them in case they may get arrested by their friends in the police force in D.C. Oh, but Roger, oh, it's Trump supporters, it's conservatives that are the problem if we win an election. I mean, this is just, it's such a load of bull. And then he says, oh, the great replacement theory. Oh, Roger, I'm sorry. I didn't just watch a video of 20,000 illegal immigrants coming across our border. I didn't just see 3 million illegal immigrants come across the border in 2021. I mean, by my mind, I must be seeing things, Roger.
Well, as usual, Jamal has everything exactly backwards. So, yes, if the Republicans win the House, there probably will be impeachment proceedings against Joe Biden. His dereliction of duty on our southern border is certainly grounds for impeachment. There's more than enough evidence in Hunter Biden's laptop, 10% for the big guy, far more evidence that was ever used in the two phony impeachments of Donald Trump. By the way, by your standard, Jamal, your claim of civil war, you should be referred to the Justice Department for prosecution, because you're essentially saying that words are responsible for the actions of a handful on January 6th. I understand that you hate the First Amendment. I understand you see everything backwards. No, we do have replacements. It's not a theory. It's not a conspiracy theory. The raw numbers are there. What the Republican control of Congress might do would be to empower not white supremacists, a tiny group, but your friends in Antifa and Black Lives Matter, who burned down half the country, killed people, did destroyed public and private property, injured thousands. Jamal Bowman is a clown. He's a buffoon. He's a jerk-off. The fact that he sees everything ass backwards is right out of the Alinsky book. But we've marked it down now. You called for civil war. If Republicans won the House, you should be referred to the Justice Department for prosecution under your standard.
But of course, I guess because Democrats, part of their makeup, part of their fabric is terrorism, I guess that's why they never have to answer to all their terroristic threats and crimes, because that's part of their makeup. Whereas the Republicans are Christians and conservatives that love this country. So, you know, somebody steps sideways in D.C., they have to be sent to jail for a year.
Well, look, there should be one standard. Essentially, the January 6th committee hearings so far have produced no beef. What they're trying to say is that Trump's public comments, which are constitutionally protected free speech. By the way, it's interesting the way CNN always edits out when he says peacefully and patriotically march to the Capitol. Notice how they just truncate that to march to the Capitol. Not even clever. If that's true, then Vice President Kamala Harris must be prosecuted for her responsibility in the BLM Antifa riots 2 summers ago. By that standard, she is responsible for those riots because she exercised her First Amendment rights to support the burning down of half of America. One standard of justice. But we haven't seen that. So if you're Hillary Clinton, if you're General James Clapper, if you're Islamic convert and former CIA director John Brennan, if you're Rod Rosenstein, if you're James Comey, the FBI director, Andrew McCabe, his deputy, you can lie to Congress with impunity regarding material matters that actually hide underlying crimes, and you will not be prosecuted. But if you make mistakes of omission that are immaterial, irrelevant, and hide no underlying crime, as I did, well, you'll be not only railroaded in a Soviet-style show trial, but you'll also, they'll attempt to give you 7 to 9 years in prison. If you're like Owen Schroyer, in which you just happen to be standing in the wrong place, where you have destroyed no property, assaulted no one, trespassed nowhere, hurt no one at all, just standing in the wrong place, a place that was secretly a special zone where you couldn't stand, you'll be prosecuted for a crime, even though you're a journalist and you're covering the event. But if you're a CNN cameraman, or if you're John Sullivan of Antifa, you won't be harassed at all. So we, again, the double standard, as they say, if it weren't for double standards, liberals would have no standards whatsoever.
Roger, I think we have a bit of an insight here into maybe where the Trump administration went a little sideways as we changed lanes. Leaked texts between Sean Hannity and Kayleigh McEnany come out during the J6 hearing, and it's Sean Hannity basically telling McEnany, no more crazy people, which to me means it's the elitist, hey, no more people that aren't New York elitists or D.C. elitists getting Trump's ear, getting Trump's influence. And he then goes on to say, no more stolen election talk. Oh, okay, so let the Democrats steal the elections. He says he wants Hunter to be pardoned. And so some other stuff here. I mean, Roger, shed some light on this if you can. And then the weird testimony from Jason Miller, and he's wearing a mask. He says Giuliani was drunk. I mean, to me, this is D.C. elitism. This is our proof. D.C. elitists were trying to influence Trump, keep him away from the people, and Hannity must have been one of them.
Let me take those backwards. So in 2000, when the election result was in doubt, James A. Baker III, former Secretary of State, then running the recount operation for George W. Bush, urged Bush, despite the fact that the returns were inconclusive, to claim a victory. He was hailed in the legacy media as a strategic genius. Now, when Rudy Giuliani gives the exact same advice to Donald Trump, well, Jason Miller says that Giuliani was drunk. No, I think it was good political advice then. It's good political advice now. Possession is 9/10 of the law, particularly in the fight over public perception. So Jason Miller, as you know, works for Getter, funded by the Chinese, he is clearly not a reliable ally of the president. By the way, he did testify.
We got to go to break, Roger.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talk about it.
Thanks to your backing, InfoWars is recognized by the enemies of the people as the number one source of resistance to their New World Order takeover that we are now deep into. So, again, I want to just commend all the listeners for the work you've done, the tireless fighting you've engaged in, the ridicule, the attacks, the scorn, the demonization, the persecution. And I want to just salute you again for what you've done. It is a great honor to have the most deceitful known liars on the planet, CNN, put together a collection of disinformation, lies, and fraud, and then package it and spew it against InfoWars, and to have their affiliate organizations like Yahoo and countless other publications, you name it, come out and regurgitate the lies. The idea that we are an empire, that InfoWars is an empire, and that we're the establishment, and that we don't care about truth, and that we're all these horrible, terrible things is just preposterous. And I don't have time, and I'm not going to bore people, because hardly anybody watches CNN with the disinformation they put out Sunday. But I went ahead and watched the whole thing yesterday. I only watched pieces of it previously. And it was just old regurgitated lies and just total gaslighting. Like, Alex talks about freedom, but he was out there with protesters telling him not to wear a mask. I mean, what in the world do they think they're doing? They've convinced themselves, because they've got zombie banking from AT&T and the establishment, that they can just stay on air forever. And even though they have basically no listeners, it doesn't matter, that their propaganda will override and silence the American people. But I'll say this for some of the former employees that haven't worked in InfoWars in years and years and years, who have made it their new job, their new profession, to go around the establishment media corridors and the state-run media and spew things that they know aren't true, that I forgive them and I feel sorry for them. And I understand that when Trump got in, a lot of people got pressured by their families and got intimidated and got threatened. And that they were convinced that anybody associated with Trump would be destroyed forever. And certainly that's what the globalists have tried to do. And so they made decisions to basically defect or become Benedict Arnolds and join the establishment. And all I can say is America is going to win. Humanity is going to win. People are waking up, not just here, but worldwide. And you've chosen the wrong side of history. But I forgive you. And I just thank God every day that I don't come from the type of people that produce individuals that would do the type of things that they've done. And they have to live for the rest of their lives with who they are and what they've done and the things they've said, the things they've done, because they know that almost everything they said is not true. And that the only kernels in there are basically things they took and twisted. I can give so many examples, but it's all based on the John Ronson NPR disinfo piece that was 95% lies and the rest twisted disinformation. And there was also a New York Times article that one of them supposedly wrote a few years ago that's the same blueprint. And folks, there never was a goldfish, period, at the office. On my children, may I be struck down by 10,000 bolts of lightning, there was never a goldfish. And I didn't grab a goldfish out of a goldfish bowl and eat it because the employee wasn't doing their job. That's the Wolf of Wall Street. And, you know, that's what's sick about the New York Times and CNN, is they just throw it in your face. It's like Biden running around right now, saying he doesn't want to hear about inflation and the economy because they're doing great things for people. What the hell does that mean? Or saying it's Russian disinformation, or saying that it's Putin's gas hike. We all know it's him shutting down the pipelines and the drilling permits and on and on and the overprinting by the Federal Reserve. And in fairness, Trump was part of that too. This has been going on a long time, but it accelerated under Biden. They printed more money in the last year and a half under Biden than had ever been printed in the history of the United States over 250 years. Look it up. So yeah, Trump pressed on the accelerator. But at least we're trying to bring jobs back to the U.S. and make the dollar dominant. I still had some criticism of it. I'm not a Trump cult. But what Biden's done is just jam the accelerator down through the floorboard. And the idea that it's disinformation or Russian disinfo to say that. I mean, these people fall on a banana peel. It's the Russians. So I'm really worried about this country and the world. I'm worried about my children. I'm worried about everybody's future. And you know, I told one of these individuals whenever they were defecting over to CNN and the establishment years ago, I said, listen, you know, you're going, you're writing this piece, you've called me, you've told me you're writing it, you want me to be interviewed for it, I'm not going to be interviewed for it. But I said, mark my words, you'll be a creature of these people now for the rest of your life. You'll now be in the system and you're going to find out how horrible they are. I mean, these are the folks that pushed the untested poison shot on people. These people that are pushing the collapsed borders
These are the people pushing all the fake WMD lies and the wars and the airport scanners and just all of it. That's another crazy part about the piece in CNN. Again, it's regurgitated disinfo from the Ronson stories. That there wasn't radiation from Fukushima, and Fukushima wasn't a big deal, and it wasn't in the San Francisco Chronicle and West Coast newspapers that they had up to five times elevated radiation and fish being caught off of San Francisco and areas off Anchorage, Alaska, and that we didn't send people out there with Geiger counters, and it didn't show three to five times the normal level. That's exactly what the local newspaper said. And then I'm bad because we sell iodine that's good for your thyroid when you can turn on national news and they're selling iodine and their precious Zelensky says people should be taking it. I mean, God, Zelensky says take it. So if God says it, you see, but the idea is, oh my God, he sells water filters. He tells you there's bad stuff in the water. He sells you water filters. It's like if I owned an outfitter's before somebody was about to go in the wilderness to pan for gold 150 years ago, and I said, you better buy some waterproof jackets or you'll freeze to death out there in the rain. But like, look, he's selling waterproof jackets. Well, what kind of profiteer is that? I mean, you do need a waterproof jacket when you're out in the wilderness, but you know, you need a gun too, but still, why is he selling guns? You know, it's just totally insane how they operate as if they're not the establishment, as if they're not owned by the arms manufacturers and big tech that's censoring and surveilling everybody. It's just sad to see people think that they can run into the skirts of the establishment under the black wings of the New World Order, that they're going to be winners and successful. It's just so sad. But hey, the world's waking up, America's waking up, and humanity's winning. And I commend and salute our listeners and supporters for all you've done and the fact that you're giving us more support than ever. And as I said earlier, everywhere I go, we're just getting massive, unprecedented support. It, just the outpouring of love is incredible. I'd say we're getting five times the response on the street, positive response we've ever gotten. And so it really, really shows that in the beginning, a patriot's a scarce man, hated, feared, scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. Look, I got a lot of negative stuff when Trump first got in, and I got a lot of attacks, but it was still 10 to 1. Now the negative stuff is 100 to 1. Positive is 100 to 1 negative. 100 to 1. I mean, hell, more like 500 to 1. I don't even really get negative comments anymore. A guy in the airport the other day said, scumbag, when he walked past me. And that's like the one thing I've heard in months. So you guys are losing. You signed on to losing operations. CNN has no ratings. They've collapsed. Everybody hates them. They are the definition of fake news. And that's it. All right, back to the live show. Owen Schroeder is knocking out of the park. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. The globalists are so upset that we have our own operation. They're so upset that we're self-funded through you, that you back us and not Soros. They're so upset that we have freedom and real independence that you give us by backing us. So, again, please visit InfowarsStore.com. We have a bunch of big specials that are running right now that are so incredibly important. We have the ultimate immune support package with four of the best compounds known to boost your body's natural immunity. We have the immune support, the gummy bears, the multivitamin, the whole food multivitamin, and of course X2 back in stock. All of those together, unprecedented, 60% off, but there's only a few thousand of one of them, so it's going to be only a few days that's able to run. Then we have the trifecta, the immune support, the X2, and the D3 gummies for 50% off. And then again, X2 back in stock, a limited supply. It's 40% off by itself, all at InfoWarsStore.com. And it enrages and angers the media that we raise money and that we fight their lawsuits, that we stay on air in defiance to them. And it's you backing us, and it's you keeping us on air. So again, I salute you and I thank you. And I ask you to visit InfoWarsStore.com and get great products that boost your immune system, make your life healthier and better, and stick it to the New World Order that are just absolutely fuming that the American people and others have come together to keep liberty and freedom on the air. You are incredible. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Go there now and stand up to CNN and the dying zombie dinosaur media. InfoWarsStore.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.